It's Monday, November 9th, 2009, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. I'm your host, Radical Russ Belville. Produced and distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C., this is your normal daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Welcome to the most popular podcast regarding marijuana in all of America and all the world, featuring interviews with scientists, politicians, doctors, prohibition policy activists, regular cannabis consumers, musicians, and Normal's staff and Normal's board of directors, along with music and comedy no other podcast can offer. You can always find out more about our show at our website, stash.normal.org. and continue the education and conversation on our blog as well. We're ending marijuana prohibition with education, one listener at a time. The podcasting and blogging technology for the Normal Daily Audio Stash is provided by Red Aphid Interactive Media. For your professional web design needs, visit redaphid.com. Good day, Stashers, and welcome to the podcast. We're introducing a few new changes to the Daily Audio Stash this week, so listen closely. Our cannabis community calendar will be coming after our primary advertisement so that we can get the advertisement played a little bit sooner. And if you've got a 420-friendly business that would like to advertise on the Daily Audio Stash, we've got new winter specials on all of our advertising. So send me an email at stash@normal.org with the subject advertising, and I'll get that new rate sheet out to you. Also, we're changing the lineup on the Daily Toker Tunes. We're going to present a different genre of music every day so that you can get used to hearing a bunch of different stuff. Today is Roots Monday, where we feature music from blues, jazz, folk, and country, the music that helped found all the modern music that we hear today. On Tuesdays, it'll be Electric Tuesday, going to play dance and trance, house music, electronica, that type of music. Wednesdays will be Irie Wednesday. We'll have reggae, ska, reggaeton, island-type music, maybe even some Latin now and then. On Thursdays will be Groovin' Thursday, all the rap, hip-hop, R&B, soul, and funk music we can find, and we'll round out the week with Rockin' Fridays with rock, metal, punk, and jam band music. We're also still looking for volunteer music editors to put those tunes together. If you've got a love of music, a love of writing, and just want to volunteer your time to help spread the growing truth about cannabis, send me an email at stash@normal.org with the subject line Music Editor, and I'll help you get started. Also, today is Carl Sagan Day. November 9th is Carl Sagan's birthday. He, of course, was the famous astronomer and physicist who worked for the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, but of course is best known for his Cosmos television series and all of his great books that he's written, Dragons of Eden and so on. Carl Sagan was very influential to my thought processes here as I was growing up. I was about 12 years old when Cosmos came out, and he kind of introduced me to thinking out of the box and experiencing and appreciating how wonderful this universe of ours is. Carl Sagan, of course, was a lifelong cannabis consumer, and his widow, Ann Dryan, is still a member of the Normal Advisory Board. So, happy Carl Sagan Day. Now, coming up on today's Daily Audio Stash, we begin with your cannabis community calendar, followed up by your hemp headlines, including a report on the condition of Jack Herer, the emperor of hemp, as he recovers in a Eugene, Oregon nursing home. A new scientific study taking a look at the toxic combination of cocaine and alcohol in the liver, and a report from California's Campaign Against Marijuana Planting on the record number of marijuana seizures in California. Guess what? There's still marijuana in California. For our Daily Toker Tunes, we bring you Roots Monday, and our introductory tune for this segment comes from Mike Zito, a blues man from Texas, and his wonderful cover of Prince's Little Red Corvette. Then we bring you a long-delayed California marijuana report with Eric Brenner. Eric's got an interview with Proposition 215 co-author Richard Eastman and an interview with Ian Lloyd, the winner of the 2009 Global Marijuana Music Awards Best Rock Single. All that and more coming up on your Normal Daily Audio Stash.
Hello, I'm Paul Stanford from the Hemp and Cannabis Foundation, or THCF. Medical marijuana is legal in 13 states today, and THCF has clinics in 8 of those states. Our doctors help qualified patients obtain an authorization for medical marijuana in their state. Patients are eligible for medical marijuana with a history of either severe chronic pain and or nausea, cancer, AIDS or HIV, hepatitis, glaucoma, seizure disorders like epilepsy, chronic muscle spasms such as multiple sclerosis or asthma, neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, and gastrointestinal disorders like IBS or Crohn's disease. If you or someone you know has one of these conditions, our doctors will help you obtain a permit for medical marijuana. THCF Medical Clinics has offices in Washington State, Oregon, California, Colorado, Hawaii, Nevada, Montana, and now Michigan. Call 1-800-723-0188 or go to the web at hemp.org or 1-800-723-0188.
Roll me something fat and long. Pack me a bowl or fill me a bong. It only comes twice a day, but I don't care.
It's 420 somewhere.
It's time for your cannabis community calendar, available online at normal.org/calendar. To get your events added to the calendar, send me an email with the subject calendar request to stash@normal.org. On Tuesday, November 10th, I'll be traveling to the Drug Policy Alliance's International Reform Conference in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I'd love to meet up with folks in the Albuquerque area if they'd like to talk about marijuana law reform. You can send me an email at stash@normal.org. On Wednesday, November 11th, it is Veterans Day, and we salute all of the Americans and non-Americans who have defended this country as veterans in our armed forces. Ohio Normal is having their open meeting via PAL Talk. Check out ohionormal.org for more details. On Thursday, November 12th, it is Normal's 39th birthday. I'm sure you can think of a great way to celebrate. And also, Normal of Waco, Texas is having their monthly meeting at Papa Rolo's Pizza. Check out normalofwacoinc.org for details. And Miami Valley Normal in Ohio, near Dayton, is having Weed Game. Join us for a good time at Borders to socialize, drink coffee, and play the increasingly popular Weed card game. Check out Miami Valley Normal for more details. On Friday, November 13th, Oregon Normal's Cannabis Cafe has its grand opening at 4:20 p.m. Pacific Time at the former location of Rump Spankers, 700 Northeast Deakum in Portland, Oregon. For more details, check out ornorml.org. And on the weekend, Saturday, November 14th, Oregon Normal is having their cardholders meeting at the Village Ballroom, 700 Northeast Deakum, a twice-monthly meeting for members of the Oregon Medical Marijuana Program to gather clones and get information. Also, Normal of Waco, Inc. will be having a monthly members meeting on Saturday at Smoke and Rays in Waco, Texas. And Normal Show Live goes on the air that evening from live.normal.org. We'll be broadcasting live from Oregon Normal's Cannabis Cafe. For more information on the calendar, check out normal.org/calendar for names, dates, times, contact information, and a map to all the locations. It's a Normal shout-out. Our shout-out today goes to all the folks around the cannabis community who are interested in volunteering for Normal. We've got all sorts of ways you can help right from your home using your home computer. There's research that needs to be done and documents that need to be created. So if you're interested in volunteering your time, send me an email at stash@normal.org with the subject line, volunteer.
76% of Americans no longer support arresting and jailing marijuana smokers, and nearly as many support the medical patients having access to medical marijuana, and over 80% of our citizens now believe the war on drugs is an ineffective failure. So the question is, when will the government's misguided war on adult marijuana smokers finally end? When? Simple. When you and your like-minded friends, family, and co-workers get involved with an organization such as the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, also known as NORML. My name is Keith Stropp, and I founded the organization in 1970. Contact us at NORML, toll-free, 888-67-NORML, or by visiting the organization's up-to-date webpage at www.normal.org.
now it's time to take a look at the latest stories about marijuana from news organizations across America and around the world in our normal daily audio stash, Hemp Headlines. Bonnie King reports latest updates on Jack Herer from the Salem News. November 1st, Jack Herer was taken by ambulance to the hospital in Eugene from the rehabilitation center where he had been receiving care. His breathing became more distressed throughout the afternoon, and finally he was rushed to the emergency room. He was diagnosed with bronchitis and given antibiotics to overcome the illness. Such prevention may not have been possible just a few days ago, when a Do Not Transport order was in effect. Because of a recent change in Jack's care, they were able to get him appropriate treatment, which could literally have saved his life. More good news, Jack has been responding well to speech, physical, and occupational therapy treatments administered at the care center where he's residing in Eugene, Oregon. He is coherent. His speech is beginning to come back. He has no IVs, no breathing tube, and though he has a feeding tube, they expect to remove it as soon as this week. The bad news is the breakdown within the ranks of Jack's supporters. While Jack works to heal and rehabilitate, the world outside his room is swirling with controversy. Much has been said as of late regarding the recent change of Jack's care management, and the subject has seemingly taken on a life of its own. Jeannie Herer and others are unhappy with the new decision by the care center to acknowledge a power of attorney that moves authority of Jack's care to Joy Graves and Chuck Jacobs. Bonnie King is an excellent reporter, and I've had the chance to talk with her many times. She covers the medical marijuana beat for the Salem News, and I see her at every event. Please continue to the Salem News website through the links at stash.normal.org to read this whole report. Combining cocaine and alcohol creates toxic cocaethylene stored in the liver and blamed for heart attacks. From The Guardian UK. Quote, I first took coke when I was 18 and at university. I remember two friends who did chemistry told me I should get really drunk first because it would mix into this new chemical in my blood and make me even higher, end quote. A 30-year-old woman who works in publishing told The Observer yesterday. What her friends did not tell her is that the combination of cocaine and alcohol in her then-teenage body will have left a highly toxic chemical in her liver called cocaethylene. For not only is cocaethylene toxic in the liver, it is also blamed for heart attacks in the under 40s and a surge in social problems. But because so little is known about the drug, few experts can agree on the nature of the threat to users, and indeed society as a whole. Cocaine-related deaths are also increasing in the U.S. The U.S. National Household Drug Survey estimated that around 5 million people used alcohol and cocaine each month. Yes, but 5 million people also realize that they can have a great Friday or Saturday night on the town, dancing and drinking till the wee morning hours, with a bump of coke every now and then, sleep it off on Sunday, and unless their workplace random drug testing pops them early on Monday morning, they can probably pass a urine screen. But if 14 million people wanted to have a fun weekend with a toke of a natural herbal social relaxant shared communally among friends, knowing it is non-toxic to their liver, and far safer to themselves and society than alcohol or cocaine or mixing the two, a workplace random drug test anytime in the next week or even a month means chugging nasty-tasting body flushes and water, or mixing up freeze-dried urine, strapping it to their thighs along with a chemical hand warmer, and maybe even wearing a prosthetic penis to be certain they can beat the pee test and continue to pay their mortgages and feed their families. Is it just me, or are you also tired of our workplace drug testing policies forcing people to take harder and more dangerous drugs? Los Angeles County posts record seizures of marijuana. From the Los Angeles Times. Bruce Merkin, spokesman for the pro-legalization marijuana policy project, ridiculed the effort. Quote, let me guess. They set a record number of plant seizures and marijuana has now been eradicated from California, he quipped. Merkin said the campaign has caused growers to move from private lands into wilderness areas. Quote, this is an annual exercise in futility. Not only does it not do anything meaningful, it actually makes the problem worse, end quote, he said. It's all part of California's CAMP, Campaign Against Marijuana Planning, which over 27 years has been funding law enforcement to take helicopters into the hills so police can get paid triple time to pull weeds and then fly them all over the wilderness, blowing their seeds across the land so the cops can go weeding again next year. According to the report, Los Angeles County, which has seen a whirlwind expansion in medical marijuana dispensaries this year, has notched another marijuana milestone. The county has moved to number 5 for the amount seized in the state's annual eradication campaign, with over 340,000 pot plants uprooted, more than a fourfold increase. Statewide, the 27-year-old effort, known as the Campaign Against Marijuana Planting, found and destroyed almost 4.5 million plants in 41 counties, up from 2.9 million seized in each of the two prior years' growing season. The amount has climbed steadily since 1996, when California voters approved the nation's first medical marijuana law. State officials put the wholesale value of this year's eradicated marijuana at $17.8 billion. Let's see. The standard California sales tax, minus any county or local taxes, is 8.25%. So, that eradication represents about $1.46 billion in tax revenues. Obviously, marijuana has not been completely eradicated by CAMP, and I think even the cops will tell you they're only scratching the surface. Let's be generous, and suppose they're pulling up 10% of California's outdoor crop. That would be $14.6 billion in taxes going uncollected. It's even more money if we include indoor grows and figure they're catching much less than 10% of the crops.
Ever wonder how often to change your bong water? The most effective method for baking pot brownies? The best destinations for a ganja getaway? How to hide herb in your car? Whether to grow your own? How precisely to legalize it? Or how something as wonderful as marijuana ever got to be illegal in the first place? Finally, you can find all these answers and much more in the official High Times Pot Smokers Handbook, featuring 420 things to do when you're stoned. Since 1974, High Times Magazine has covered marijuana in all its aspects and wonders, from cultivation to legalization to the herb's enduring and exalted place in popular culture. Packed with inside information, the official High Times Pot Smokers Handbook wove all of this collected wisdom together into a single indispensable ganja guide, including an entertaining look at marijuana's history, profiles of herb-friendly travel destinations and festivals, favorite potluck recipes from the High Times staff, smoking skills, advocacy and activism, essential marijuana movies and songs, profiles of famous cannabis strains, comprehensive growing information, celebrity endorsements, and much more. This is truly, finally, the ultimate guide to green living.
It's time for your Daily Toker Tunes, the best in 420-friendly music from all genres that uplifts, entertains, and informs the public. Our PodSafe music is donated by freedom-loving musicians who support our goal of ending adult marijuana prohibition. Today we bring you tunes for Roots Monday, our celebration of the music that evolved into the popular modern forms of today. We pick the best of blues, country, folk, and jazz with a 420 feel and serve it up for you every Monday. If you'd like to submit your song to be played on the Daily Audio Stash, send it to us at stash@normal.org. Now, here's some more great independent marijuana music for today's Daily Toker Tunes. Welcome to our new music lineup on the Daily Toker Tunes. Today and every Monday is now designated as Roots Monday. And to me, roots means the roots of all today's popular music. So on Mondays, I'll be bringing you the best PodSafe blues, country, folk, and jazz that me and our volunteer music editors can find. Coming up for the rest of your week, you'll hear Electric Tuesday, Irie Wednesday, Groovin' Thursday, and Rockin' Friday. If you're a musician or band that would like your 420-friendly tune played on the Daily Toker Tunes, just send me an email at stash@normal.org. Today's Roots Monday tune comes from a blues man named Mike Zito from Nederland, Texas. Mike grew up in St. Louis, Missouri, and knew he wanted to be a guitar man since he heard his first Van Halen album as a kid. Mike's background reads like many a blues man's tale, growing up working in a record store, traveling around the world as a touring musician, falling into the trap of drug and alcohol abuse, and meeting his true love and refocusing on music. Today's tune comes from Mike's latest album, Today, and has absolutely nothing to do with cannabis. However, I just really loved this bluesy cover of Prince's hit, Little Red Corvette, and I couldn't resist sharing it on the stash. It is Roots Monday, and pop music from the early 80s is my roots. Doesn't that count for something? This is Mike Zito and his cover of Prince's Little Red Corvette.
I should have known by the way you parked your car sideways that it wouldn't last. You're the kind of person who believes in making outlaws, love them and leave them fast. Well, I guess I must be dumb. She had a pocket full of horses, Trojans and some of them used. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You say, what have I got to lose? Well, I say, little red Corvette, darling, your mud's too fast. Little red Corvette, you need a lover that's gonna lay. Place where your horses roam free. And I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of jockeys who there before me. Well, believe it or not, I started to worry, wondering if I had enough clay. Well, it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. And you say, baby, we got enough gas. Say, little red Corvette, darling, your mud's too fast. Little red Corvette, you need a lover that's gonna lay. Hold on. Of being James with an S on the verge of being obscene. So move over, baby, Lord, and give me the keys. I'm gonna try and take your little red love machine. Little red, call me. Darling, you need a lover that's gonna lay. Yes. Little red, call me.
Called a peace revolution, and now let's take back America.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson. Like millions of freedom-loving Americans, I'm a marijuana smoker, and I don't think that should be any of the government's business. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana. The next time you light up, take the time to let your elected officials know how you feel. It's time we legalize marijuana and stop treating marijuana smokers like criminals. For more information on how you can help legalize marijuana, please contact Normal at NORML.org.
California Marijuana Report for the week of November 2nd, 2009. I'm Eric Brenner. This week, Richard Eastman, one of the co-authors of Proposition 215, speaks to the California Marijuana Report about his opposition to all the marijuana initiatives on the ballot. And Ian Lloyd, the winner of a Global Marijuana Music Award for 2009 Best Rock Single. He joins us on our California Marijuana Music segment. Only on the California Marijuana Report. Richard Eastman, you're one of the co-authors of Proposition 215. Why have you come out so strongly against the initiatives in 2010 which would legalize marijuana?
Dennis Perone and Richard Eastman didn't declare war on the taxes, but in a way we did. We don't support any of these initiatives right now. We don't believe marijuana should be taxed. Dennis Perone and I went to Washington, D.C. to ask for rescheduling of marijuana as a medicine. And with rescheduling, these cannabis clubs might be like a stopgap measure, which we mentioned many years ago when Dennis did the law. And we would like to see it in Walgreens and CVS and drop from $65 an eighth to $5 an eighth, or even Dennis at $5 an ounce. That brings it back to 40 years ago when I was on Haight Street being a digger feeding the hippies in the park. Went to Washington, D.C., and we had meetings with Nancy Pelosi's chief of staff and her council. We were amazed that the president responded within a few days. But we're very happy with that because we not only met with Nancy Pelosi's staff, we met with Javier Becerra, my congressman, who happens to be her assistant, and we also met with Eleanor Holmes of the District of Columbia, the mayor of Washington, D.C., and the city council. And so on and so on. So Dennis Perone was a triumphant return to Washington, D.C. He hadn't been there since the early 1990s. And it was my second event. I did the Millennium Medical Marijuana March 9 years ago, and we had just had the United States Medical Marijuana Patients Rally, which was very successful.
Richard, let me ask you this. You're telling us that you're not going to vote yes on any of the marijuana initiatives?
No, I'm not even signing them. And I urge the listeners and the patients of California not to support taxation of marijuana. Well, Tom Amiano is a friend of Dennis and Richard Eastman's. Dennis Perone, you know, it's his representative, and I've known Tom for years. I knew him back in the day when I was here in San Francisco. I actually knew Harvey Milk, but I moved to Hollywood in the day to do costumes for movie stars and save the Hollywood sign. And I'm just urging the listeners not to go for any of these initiatives right now, especially the ones that want to tax marijuana. Jack Herrera, my dear friend, who is recovering from his stroke, collapsed on the stage fighting a taxation. And Dennis Perone and I believe that this is the Boston Tea Party in reverse, and this guy over in Oakland that's doing this is out of his mind, and he should drop it before he wastes all his money.
Richard, will you please join our group on Facebook? The California Marijuana Report is strongly against the taxation of marijuana. However, I am going to go on record as saying I'm going to support these initiatives because I want people out of jail.
And now some California marijuana music. But first, we flash back to 1973. Do you remember this song? So the lead singer of that great number one hit from 1973, Ian Lloyd, is now the proud recipient of a Global Marijuana Music Award for 2009 for Best Rock Single, Eau de Po, from his album, his new album, In the Land of Eau de Po. Ian Lloyd, thank you so much for joining us this week on the California Marijuana Report.
Hello, and I'm so happy to be the recipient of that award, I might add.
How did this come about?
Well, my buddy John Ford from the Straubs, his manager knows how much I love the herbal hogweed and sent me an email saying, hey, this would be just perfect for you because, you know, your new CD, In the Land of Odepo, and subject matter, topic, et cetera, involved in it. So I literally just went online, followed a link, and found all these people. As one is, usually that's how that works. And it submitted the title track, Odepo, from In the Land of Odepo. And, you know, I'd like to be a part of it. And they had all these people joining up and asking, you know, and they, I guess they vote or something. You know, I'm not sure how they actually win it. But I got an email saying, congratulations, you've won the award for best rock track. So I was just so excited because, you know, I'm a big proponent of everybody smoking stuff. So it was like meant for me. I feel to this day, I really, there's nothing out there with that kind of, there's not a genre for it. I mean, it's obviously rock, but, and really captured, so I think we really captured something special. I am also in another band, Social Hero, and that's another band that my son fronts, writes the music with, and they're both on MachineDreamRecords.com.
And now the winner of the 2009 Global Marijuana Music Award, Best Rock Single. Here's Odepo from In the Land of Odepo, Ian Lloyd, only on the California Marijuana Report. Join our group on Facebook. I'm Eric Brenner for the California Marijuana Report.
Thank you for downloading the Normal Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. We are produced by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. Our executive producer is Alan St. Pierre. Our deputy director is Paul Armentano. Our webmaster is Brian Judy. And web production is provided by Red Aphid Interactive Media. As always, you can catch up on the latest information about marijuana at www.norml.org. And you can interact and download from our Audio Stash blog at stash.normal.org. For everyone here at Normal, I'm your host, Radical Russ Belville, hoping all your harvests are bountiful and your encounters with law enforcement are non-existent. We leave it today with a reminder that I'm out on the road for the rest of the week, flying out Tuesday to Albuquerque, New Mexico to take place in the Drug Policy Alliance's International Drug Policy Forum. I'm doing a private demonstration on Wednesday for the DPA staff on the history of marijuana prohibition. And on Friday, I'm moderating a roundtable on marijuana's cultural moment that also features Normal's executive director, Alan St. Pierre. Also, want to let you know that I'll be broadcasting from the Cannabis Cafe in Portland, Oregon, the grand opening weekend on Normal Show Live this weekend. Check out live.normal.org Saturday night, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can call in with your comments and questions. Thanks for downloading the podcast. We'll be back tomorrow with more news and interviews you can use for the cannabis community. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.